My guest, California Association of Realtors Senior Counsel Robert Bloom. Last segment, we talked about the prior segment, we talked about the Prop 19 before and after, a better version of Prop 60 and Prop 90 of portability, transferring your low tax base. And this segment, a much shorter segment, we will talk about other aspects of Prop 19 that affected and changed something called Prop 58. And what Robert said is intergenerational transfer of tax base. And subjective opinion, if this last segment was the better version of Prop 19, this is kind of not so great news for people who are staunch Prop 13 advocates. So what is, and again, short segment, Robert, so we've got to buzz through this. So the prior,
okay, give it a try.
The prior, you know, asking an attorney to do a short segment, I know, is an impossible. The Prop 58 prior, the before, the topic is before and after. The before was that you were able to transfer your primary residence tax base to your children, and maybe in a case where, God forbid, your children died, you know, your grandchildren. And it also covered, maybe I'll do the before, which I'll do it quickly, and then you could correct me if I miss anything, and then you can go into the after, which is the more important. So the before is you could transfer your tax base to your children on your primary home, and if you had an income property or some commercial, you could transfer up to $1 million. Of that. And that was a big deal. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that's not fair. You know, keep your own tax base, but you shouldn't be able to transfer it. So that was the before. And now Prop 19 is what? Changed it how?
Right. Okay. So talking principal residence, before you could transfer your principal residence regardless of value. Doesn't matter if it was $10 million or $20 million. Transfer that principal residence. And the child who received it got it at the tax basis, and it made no difference how they used it. Doesn't matter what they did with it, right? Tax basis transferred. And as you say, all other property up to $1 million. Now, under Prop 19, you can only do that. There's a catch. You can still transfer your tax basis of your principal residence. It has to be your principal residence, but only if the child continues to use this property as a family home. Okay. Now, there's also something in there for transferring of a family farm, but our main focus is the family home. So before, you know, you could just rent it out and retain the tax basis. But now, in order to retain the tax basis from receiving it from your parent, the child has to continue to live in the property as a family home.
For how long?
For how long?
Yeah.
The way it's looking now, and this is not a completely decided issue, but it looks like continuously. So it's not like a 1031 exchange where you sort of establish an intent to use, and then after 2 years, your tax advisor says, oh, I think you're good. No, it's continuous, year after year. When you move from that property and it's no longer being used as your primary residence, your tax base is going to be adjusted upward. So that's how the legislation appears to be shaking out, and that will be the very likely result.
Okay, and that's the use. And now, what about the prior? It was regardless of value. What has that changed in that aspect?
That will almost certainly be grandfathered in.
Oh.
So
okay.
And you got a lot of, and so the big day that everyone's looking at now is February 15th. It's actually February 16th because February 15th is a holiday. So tax people, that attorneys that do estate planning and taxes, they're going crazy right now. You know, they're trying to shake, you know, beat the drums, you know, get all these people to do whatever it is that they can do to sort of get in their transfers before this February 16th date. It's only going to matter if you have a fairly large set of properties that you're holding.
I was as you were talking, I was getting more texts from Rick Rossovich in Sweden, who's listening to the program 9 hours ahead.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, you said April 1st is when Prop 19 goes into effect in terms of portability, transferring your tax base. But you say the old Prop 58 of transferring either your primary residence or the $1 million investment property, you can still do that prior to February 16th?
Yes.
Oh, that's a big deal. You know what, Robert? That's worth the price of admission right there. I didn't know that. That's
well,
a big deal.
I mean, the thing is, see, one of the problems with sort of, I don't even know this kind of very detailed estate planning advice, so I'm not really going to touch it. But, I mean, in general, we all know that if a person passes away, the heirs, for most people with normal estates, they take the property at a stepped-up basis. They're not paying capital gains on it. However, if the property is simply transferred voluntarily during the person's lifetime, then that person, the transferee, owes taxes, capital gains on it, you see, when they sell.
When they sell. So you're transferring the low tax base now, but when they eventually sell, they're selling.
Well, actually, let me take that back. I'm not sure when they owe the taxes, but they don't. But they don't take the property at a stepped up basis as an heir would for an estate.
But that is really geared to when you sell and you're paying capital gains, not geared towards the basis of the of your tax property tax.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Right. So because the whole point is you're saying prior to February 16th, someone could still transfer either their primary residence or up to $1 million of an investment property and transfer it to them, and they get to pay the low tax base. Now, it's true, a follow-up question would be for a tax attorney, when they go to sell, what's the basis? I see what you're saying.
I'm going to have to backpedal on the when they sell. I'm not 100% sure on these issues, but the important point I was making is when you inherit a property, you inherit it on a stepped-up basis.
It's a good point.
You're not going to owe tax capital gains on it, but when you receive a property through a voluntary transfer from your parent, you're not receiving that property on a stepped-up basis.
And it's good to point that out, but also point out that that was the way it was last year under Prop 58. So you had to deal with that no matter what it was.
That's true, but people who are rushing headlong to transfer properties before February 16th, that's the consideration they have to deal with, you see.
Exactly. You got to really find out what that means.
Very quickly, though, there's two points that I'd like to make because I think we're running out of time here.
Keep going.
Okay. So the first thing is, it used to be that to claim the exemption from reassessment for transfer for intergenerational transfers, you had to claim it within 3 years. That window is now 1 year. Okay? So big difference there. And the second difference is that even though now you can transfer your principal residence in an unlimited amount and the child can move into the property and live in it, it's not necessarily an unlimited tax basis transfer. It's limited even to that extent. So essentially you can think about it this way. You get $1 million tax basis free. The general rule is the child living in the property is going to simply take the original tax basis and retain it. However, if the value of the property at time of transfer is $1 million above the tax basis, the current tax basis, now that property tax basis is going to go up. And the final sort of answer as to, well, what will it be? It's going to be $1 million minus whatever the assessed full cash value is. So if you transfer a $10 million property and the original tax basis was, let's say, $3 million, the new tax basis is $9 million. You get $1 million off of your tax basis, not to be less than the original.
Well, that's not
bummer.
If someone was looking forward to inheriting their parents' tax basis on a high-end home, you can kiss that goodbye. That's not very positive news for those. But you know what? That's the way it is. It's all we're out of time. That's the way it is with negotiating some good versions and some not so good versions of propositions. My guest today has been California Association of Realtors Senior Counsel Robert Blum, the before and after of Prop 19. Robert, thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
Okay,
it was great. It was great being on the radio show. Really enjoyed it, and thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. We'll talk to you again. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.